grown man with a child and a wife. My wife is into gaming, and I wouldn't say she's a gamer, but she's into gaming and she understands the gaming life. But that doesn't stop her from definitely making sure I do what I need to do first. But gaming as a grown man can be hard. If you have responsibilities and other things you need to do, finding that time is hard. That's why I am a nighttime gamer.
Okay.
I game from midnight on.
Oh, so you don't start till midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's when the hardcore gamers get on. That's when I go to bed. I'm like, sorry, I'm not in the mood for this time. Like, that's when the elders and like the people with the max prestige 3 come out.
The days of being your age when all I had to worry about was doing my homework, cleaning up the house, and then I can game all night. Oh, man. Those are some great days. That's when you can actually beat a game.
Yeah.
You can spend that time and beat that game in a month and a half and be done. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got like
12. I got games I haven't played yet.
Me too. I've got at least like 12 games I haven't even touched yet.
I'm the same way right now.
But I own an arcade. I don't have to try to game, man. Like that's how real it is being an adult. Okay, so Jose, what about you? Being a younger gamer, you come from a different generation. So being a younger gamer, is it difficult to balance your school life with your gaming life? And how often do you play throughout the week?
It's more of a social aspect. It's whether I want to, like, I have to make a really, I know this sounds kind of childish and, you know, millennialist, I guess. I have to decide whether I want to go home and play games for the rest of the day, or do I want to be social with people.
That's your life, man. That's cool.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, it comes to a point where do I want to seclude myself with people that I don't know, or people that I do know that, you know,
that's,
are right there.
That's an interesting thing, because coming from my perspective, I'm a person who does more linear games, more single person games, because of that very fact that I think we talked about this before. When you live in a household where you got kids and a wife and responsibilities, you can't devote, like, that's why I don't play a lot of multiplayer games online, because if someone's relying on me to, you know, heal them or do something, off, you know, making sure my daughter ain't doing nothing.
It was tough.
So I need games I can pause, come back to.
Well, I play like multi-platform games as well.
Okay.
Like that I can play on single player if I'm not in need to deal with people, or if I want to, if I have like maybe, most of the time I do have like that time to like, you know, go online and be like, oh, you know, I can revive them without worrying about doing everything.
Okay. So it's in your case, it's not really a issue of not having time. It's just deciding whether or not you want to be social for the day or run the game. Okay, that's cool. That's dope. That's a beautiful luxury to have when you're young.
Well, I was working for a bit and I had no time. I bought a PS4 and that thing was like collecting dust for like a bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm gonna play. You guys,
I know a little something about that. Just sitting there collecting dust. Okay, so no question. What's one of the things I like to ask people, like, what's going on, like, in the video game world that you're keeping an eye on? Like, what's happening right now that you're seeing? So, okay, that's pretty dope. Well, I don't really like that. What's going on? Something you see?
Well, I'm always I'm rooted in fighting games, so I'm always looking for the next fighting
FGC
game.
FGC guy.
The next, FGC? Like, yeah. So, Dragon Ball Fighters and Justice. I'm all into all that stuff.
Okay.
And like I said, a great single player game too. Great storyline. You know, like the the ones I'm talking about. Drake, Nathan Drake.
Oh, Uncharted.
Yeah, Uncharted or anything with a great storyline that I can get into.
Right.
I'm one of those people that used to really get into the world of the game. I like to.
So you want to immerse yourself into it.
Exactly, because. Gaming for me was a release as a way from getting away from, especially like when I was younger and I wasn't so sociable, like you said.
Absolutely.
I'd get in my games, do my thing.
Just rock out, huh?
Exactly. So, stuff like that. So, I'm definitely always looking for a cool fighting game. Graphics and game innovation, I'm always into. So, when the VR came out, I've always been looking into that. I always wait for bugs to leave before I really purchase something like that, wait for the industry to catch up to the software and all that kind of stuff. So, just stuff like that. I just love where gaming is going. I'm really into watching the tournaments and everything like that. If I ever had the time, I would love to get into tournaments, but I can't put the time into being that good.
It's funny you say that. It's like you're happy how like the gaming industry is going. I'm actually a tad bit worried.
Are you?
Yeah, because the VR, the virtual reality.
Okay.
I'm thinking of like, in the mind of like the teenagers nowadays, you know, kind of like a double-sided blade, in my opinion. You know, it's like I'd love to get a VR, but I'm also afraid of those days because, you know, some kids at my age, they have that, you know, depression and stuff like that, where they don't want to get up. A kid would just put it on and then just...
Yeah, stay in that world.
Oh, so you're worried that the VRs may cause people to be less sociable.
Yes. And not only that, we have VR chat now.
Yeah.
Oh, so now you don't have to worry about people. Yeah. You put on chat and then talk to people.
Okay.
And not even have to be yourself.
And then think about this. Once VR starts going into that world where, you know, like... your avatar, you become a certain, you know, like in the movies where you're actually a different person and people are, you know, you're interacting with people through VR. Like World of Warcraft, where people were losing their jobs.
I was going
to
bring it up. That's actually
a point. It's like, have you ever seen Sword Art Online?
Yes.
It's going to that.
You think
direction.
It's going to that level?
And then there's another movie. There's another movie. I think it was Gamer. It was like a boy who took him. You know what I'm talking about? He took control of a guy and then he went through different games.
It's just Dot Hack. I don't know if you remember that. That was pretty good too.
So it's coming.
Okay. So you're concerned that you feel like it's going to make people kind of just distance themselves because they'll have their own world to delve into. Okay, that's an interesting aspect. I've never heard anybody. I think because people are
and
so
it
excited.
Be worried, though,
right.
You should
I am
be.
Like,
but people
I
are so excited
VR,
about VR, the next step, and oh my god,
people are so excited about getting out of their own world.
Right,
the way I see it.
Video games are a form of escapism, though.
That's the way I see it. That's people are gonna escape the world.
Right.
Well, what extent?
Okay.
And that's real interesting he says that because you got to understand this too. Also comes dangers of kids interacting with people who aren't also kids on there.
Absolutely.
And then you can change your voice in the VR chat too.
Yeah.
Well, I remember just even when I came up playing, I used to play a lot of Final Fantasy XI online.
Yeah.
And used to happen to Final Fantasy XI is it's unfortunate, it was kind of a sneaky move, but guys would make female characters because guys wanted to kind of like connect and have like an online girlfriend or something like that, or an online boo to go experience with or something like that. What they would do is they would like give her all the armor and all that, and then like later on they'd be like, oh, I'm a dude, bro, and stuff like that. So like, it was just one of those things where it was almost like catfishing.
Yeah, it is.
Catfishing
yeah,
online. Yeah, so yeah, I guess I understand the aspect.
And imagine Death Station, that one guy that you're catfishing has like probably crippling depression, and then you just tell him, I'm a guy.
Right.
He's
Because you think you connect with somebody online. Like, I have friends that played with me offline. Like, we were friends outside of Final Fantasy XI, so we knew each other outside. We could talk about the game, but you can imagine somebody who probably didn't have, I won't say didn't have any, but some people,
it's
unfortunately,
say no friends.
Don't have any friends or don't have any associates or anyone close enough, and they feel like this world is where they belong.
Yep.
You know what? I won't say a loser, but I'm not the most popular guy, whatever, in real life. But in this game, I'm a level 50.
Exactly. I'm a level 50. Right. I am a god. If I look at you and you're dead.
Right.
You know? But in real life, I get bullied because they don't like.
Even if you don't get bullied, you just may not be the most. Because some people are just socially awkward.
There's another side to that. In this day and age where gamers are so popular now, that level 50, whatever you are now, you're a god to like some other kid that's watching on YouTube and stuff like that. So,
so growing up, aspiring to be like
Sonic Fox.
What? Yeah.
Like, you know, so.
But anyways, back on the question I had.
That actually was. No, that's good because that actually was a question that we were going to get into. How did you feel about the game industry going in the future? So that was actually good. You guys both touched on that. So, all right, another question. Jose, I hear you're big in indie games.
Yes.
So what are some indie games and some titles that you played or you're playing that you like to share with the podcast?
It's kind of hard to find a good indie game.
Okay.
So it's like at the moment I'm not playing any. Sadly, as much as I love them, whether it be on like 8-bit or mini clip and stuff like that,
okay.
It's like small games that have a good story but end kind of quick for me.
Okay.
So I'm like, I want to continue to play this. That's why I love indie games, because it's like it'll be one person or like maybe five people working on one game.
Okay.
And you can tell, like, if it's a really good game, it's like even if it's like an 8-bit like game, you could just tell, like, wow, this story guy. Sometimes it gets deep.
Yeah.
There is a game that I'm looking at. I'm like, it's an 8-bit game. I think it's called Catherine.
Okay.
Something. I haven't really dived into it, but from what I understand, it's like she's looking for somebody, and she's like going through this haunted house.
Okay.
That's basically, it's like you're hiding and stuff in this 8-bit. I'm like, oh, this is really good graphics.
Right.
Like, the way you hide in the mechanics that I'm noticing, like,
no, what platform is that? Is that PC or is that?
No, it's on PS4.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like for the PS Pro.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
For
okay,
like, the people who pay for it, you know.
Okay. So that's Catherine?
I think it's called Catherine. I have to look back. But
I know there's a game called Catherine. I think it was one on PS2.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But There is a game that I am looking at because I do love single players as well and stuff like that, and I do like nostalgic games that bring me back. I'm looking at the new God of War and the new Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
Both. I already pre-ordered God of War.
Did you?
Yeah, that's all.
I already pre-ordered it. I was like, well, I'm going to do it now, so I don't got to worry about it later.
How do you like the aspect of like...
If the way it's going?
Yeah, right.
Like, I actually...
Like him and his son.
I'm actually very surprised. Because after three, I was like,
where do you go with it?
Right. Exactly. Like, there's no... And then they said that there's going to nuke God of War. I'm like, okay. You need to calm down, right? Because I don't have my hopes up for any number four games. Yeah. You know, unless it's Final Fantasy, where every game is kind of a
every generation,
story.
Yeah,
so that's one thing. But when I started actually getting into the story, I'm like, whoa, he has a kid now.
Yeah.
The gods are kind of dead.
They changed his weapons, too.
Exactly. Right. Now he has an axe that's I'm like, bro, he's a Thor.
Right.
He's kind of Thor. You know, he has an axe that comes back to him, and he has, the shield. I'm like, yo, this looks...
You always got to reinvent it. People like familiarity to a certain degree, but after a while, when it gets stale, and it's sometimes you're introducing new generations to the game, so it can't be the same iteration every single time, because what happens is people get stale with it, and then they don't want to buy a franchise at all.
That's actually what I'm afraid of with Kingdom Hearts 3.
You don't. That is going to change too much.
No, I don't think it's going to change at all.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't know, man. It's a whole new platform.
Commercials or kind of I've seen little gameplays of it.
Right.
It doesn't look like anything has changed other than his abilities and what he wears.
Okay.
I need him.
Well, hopefully it does change because there's a lot of people waiting for that game.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for it too. I would still buy it, but
I never got into it.
Me either.
I was never big on Kingdom Hearts.
Me either.
I understand
the appeal, but I never got into it.
You know what I'm saying?
It was kind of hard for me to get into it too. I started out when it first came out, on PS2, and I just was like, all right. It's a pain, alright? Getting into it, you just get hammered with, stuff. You don't even, too much story.
Right.
And then after a while, the story starts stretching out, and then you start, okay.
Yeah.
Now I can understand. Maybe, they could have dialed it down a bit, maybe watered it in and then just kept on going. But I thought it was a good game, the first one and the second one. I have them on my PlayStation.
Okay.
I haven't really played them yet, because I played them before. But the fact that I have it, if I want to play go back to my younger days, I'm going to go.
So speaking of going back to your younger days, Jay, what were some of your favorite games coming up?
Like I said, back in the day in the arcades, I have Samurai Showdown is one of my all-time favorites.
It's fire.
So I actually rebought it for
PS4.
PSN, yeah.
That's
That just brings back so many memories.
You know how many rebought games I got? All across all the platform?
Yeah.
So,
you know, another one that Gran Turismo was always that game, me and my friends. Because if you're a car lover, Gran Turismo was a game that I always got into.
See, the only car game I got
into. And I'm not a big car game.
Speed,
Underground.
I was a Gran Turismo more simulation kind of.
So is Gran Turismo more? Because
I come from a car family, so.
I don't.
You gotta explain it to us, because I've never heard of it.
Really?
I'm not big on either one.
Gran Turismo was a race simulator where they had pretty much every car.
Was it more realistic thing?
Yes, because you could change flywheels and even the little adjustment to your flywheel, you could hear and feel the difference in your car.
Okay.
No.
So it was that kind of game.
That's kind of advanced for your age.
No. Well, you gotta understand this. Back then, we were getting into that realm, just like how babies now or toddlers can pick up a tablet and navigate a tablet.
That's actually
crazy.
That's another thing.
That's where
about.
We was when back then we were like, okay, this is new technology, we're gonna ingest this new technology and figure out how to use it. So
figure it out.
So we progress as video games progress with our knowledge of the technology and stuff like that.
So Samurai Showdown, Gran Turismo.
Just bringing back all fighting games. Just always been a lover of fighting games. If I could think of anything else that really. And you know what? Do you guys remember Nintendo when they brought out Donkey Kong, the Claymation one?
Yes.
Claymation.
Not Claymation, but you remember when they the graphics were what was it? Yeah, they used stop animation Claymation or something where the graphics were smooth mapped and everything like that. Do you remember that game?
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember?
I played 1, 2, and 3, Donkey Kong Jr. and Donkey Kong Math.
You don't know. It was by Rare. Remember Rare?
What company? Year?
Man,
that was on Nintendo or Super Nintendo?
Super Nintendo.
You talking about Donkey Kong Country?
Yeah, well, I think so, yeah.
Oh man, that's different. Yeah, I played Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay, yeah.
I thought it was some kind of Dunkin' Donuts. I never heard.
No,
of
no, no, nothing like that. Well, you know, this is a long time ago, so like
Stopper. Well, I was confused.
But dude, do you remember the graphics were smooth? They were unlike, they weren't 8-bit or even anything close to that.
It was smooth.
Yeah, so it was you know, games like that, you know, and I always love stuff like that because it always kept people up on the technology. Even like when Wii came out, and stuff like that. I love when they take the technology further and further and further, because you got to understand, I'm an original gamer, so I've seen it from the joysticks,
right,
to like handhelds,
right,
to everything. So I'm always impressed.
So you watch the progression all the time.
The progression of gaming is my big thing because I want to go from using arcades to actually being in the game.
Okay,
like bodysuit, like we're in the game. All that kind of stuff.
I would love that too. Yeah. That's where my future starts. Like right now, it goes from controller to room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It goes from like me playing with the controller and my mom just says, hey, get off the game and stuff, go outside, to me locking my door and my room is already my game. Yeah.
Well, I think that would come more to a parenting aspect. You still, it would be on you to still immerse. At a young age, like sometimes you have to kind of engrave that love of outside, outdoors in your children. So even when they get older, they may stray from a little bit, but they still would like, want to. All right, man, I feel like going outside a little bit. Like I'm a basketball guy. I play football, basketball, and baseball. So every now and then, I want to get out there. I want to jump on the court. Even though I love to play video games, I could play Diablo 3 all day.
Yeah.
But I still want to get out there and
do definitely.
I completely understand your fear, but I think it's just like with like anything else. Like the technology is going to continue to push forward. Like we have, what is it now? Like let's take a
Alexa.
I'm not
gonna sit here and say it's not bad.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm just gonna say I'm just like putting out there that there's gonna be those.
Anything's gonna be, I think, abused, and no matter what you put out, you know what I'm saying? Like it's always gonna be people who use it to the effect that you didn't want it to be used at that. So I, you know, unfortunately, that's what this comes with development and comes with progression. It's always gonna be somebody who is always like. That's why you've had people who are pirates and they always like.
Yeah.
Like that's what killed one of the things that killed Dreamcast, man. The fact that you could just pirate all the games.
Yeah.
And people like you could literally make a whole Dreamcast library. Is it somebody who figured that out? Remember with Xbox 360? Yep. That was a big thing.
Yep.
People just burning games all over the place, and all of a sudden you had a $400 library. You know, almost for free, and those are a bunch of games that GameStop couldn't sell, that you couldn't sell online, stuff like that. So I think with anything in general progression, you're going to get the people who take advantage of it and unfortunately find a negative way for it. But I don't see too many downfalls with it, because there's you guys ever heard of Hologram?
No.
So basically, this is Hologram. It's like these guys that I haven't delved deep into it yet, but they literally kind of do what you said. They take a room. Everybody's got the headset on,
and you're
like in the zombie game and stuff like that. But you're doing it with other people, though. You're not by yourself. Part of it is they're like, I think they're realizing what your fear. It's also a fear that a lot of parents have. I don't want my kid to be isolated, so let's find other ways to do it.
Three kids, and I got a VR and like enough for all three of them, and they were all playing a game together. I would care,
right?
You know what? That's family time, and they're also socializing. Whether it be with them, each other, or with friends.
Well, they actually have some new. I don't know if it's the same technology. This hologram, where I saw it recently, where they will cast a person into another person's world. So like this world right here,
right.
There could be a hologram of a person in this room with us,
right.
Moving, touching stuff, doing things, but they're in another area.
I've seen that before.
Yeah,
and
that's
like
new, and I'm wondering if they're
going to
incorporate that.
Like that.
They said that it'll be used for like business meetings and stuff like that,
which makes sense, right?
But I think that will eventually
have to
be incorporated into gaming.
That's pretty dope, though.
A game that one of like my favorite games when I was younger. It was actually Ocarina of Time. As generic as that sounds.
Listen, you like what you like, man.
It was a Ocarina of Time, and it was
that's
a
the
Super
video
Mario
game,
64.
Then. 64, okay.
Yes, it was like, when I played that, I'm like, whoa, I can mess with Super Mario's face.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm done.
I like open world. It's like,
The fact that it was open world, too, I was like, whoa, I don't have to go back over there. I can just stay here and mess around.
Linear is dope. To a certain degree, but then sometimes just having that freedom to roam around.
I love free roaming.
Yeah. And just kind of figure out some stuff.
Well, that did take over. I mean, and it made sense. It made sense. I mean, the more you open up with games, the more you can do, the more you're interested, the more time you can
put.
I mean, hours left.
I love messing around in the game.
It opens up creativity.
Know, you know how many people got on GTA and didn't do missions and just roamed around for hours? Like
I don't know if I started the game. I like. did what I had to do, and after that, I don't think I ever did a mission on GTA.
Yeah.
I'm the type of person like, I need to finish the game before I mess.
I'm not even.
Because no, I can't me. Have yeah, that I, in I don't my have face. Because it's like, in my head, I'm like, all right.
Right.
You need to get out of my face. These mm-hmm. missions and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But while I'm going through those missions, believe me, I'm hitting every person on that.
I used to be like that when I was younger. Like, I wanted to beat every game, but I just got to a certain age. I'm like, man, I just want to play around with it, man. Yeah. Like, what's going on? What's over in this corner over here? What happens if I push this button while that's going over here? So,
you know what's funny?
Rockstar really opened that up for people, man. Rockstar, they really opened that up for people.
I feel like, I'm not going to say Rockstar was a beginning of open world, but I think it was the beginning of an expansion. Like, it was like, everybody else was already starting it. You know, everybody, it was like being like, oh, okay, that's open world. Whatever. You know, everybody was getting into the Black Ops, everybody was getting into, like, other games and stuff, and then GTA 5 came out, and then people are starting noticing, like, oh, we can do open world, and people will like it. You know?
I think they knew that from generations ago.
Yeah, I know. They've been doing that for a long time, but now
I remember Vice City was real big.
I'm just saying, like, my generation's now noticing, like, we can, open world is way better than just having to go one direction.
That's the beauty of gaming, man, just being able to kind of cover all the pieces, man. Yeah. Okay, so, all right, so we kind of touched on a little bit, we got to a little bit, but how do you guys feel about gaming back then versus gaming now? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, my God.
As we wind the show.
I like both aspects of it. I like it because back then, you got to really, like, you know, you bought a game and it was something special to it because it was always the first of, you know? It was always the first of. When you got Mortal Kombat, it was an event because it was the first, man.
Chopped when I got off, Halo, dude. That's what it was like. The first Halo on the Xbox, I was like, oh, man. Yep. And then we didn't even play the game. That was the first one that I didn't even mess around with the story mode because me and my siblings were like, let's kill each other.
Right.
Yeah. And now you expect things to be great. You expect things to be big.
Absolutely.
I mean, nowadays, games get like huge promotional campaigns and things like
budget,
that.
Budgets, crazy,
huge
man.
Commercials.
Absolutely.
You know, so everything back then was the first of, and it was always like when Street Fighter came out, you know, it was always like cool. You know,
I mean, we're still technically dealing with the first stuff, you know,
not
in the same
for,
way
for a lot of beloved franchises, though.
But a lot of
first stuff, as far as like, I think, like you said, going to VR, holograms,
stuff like that.
We're definitely dealing with the first of that, but as far as like
major multiplayer,
stuff like that. But some of these, like, okay, Fortnite, that's pretty big, but even Fortnite really ain't the first of them.
And then Evil, I mean, gamers are cool now, man. We are hot stuff, man. Like, you can win a tournament and live off that for a year.
For our era, that wasn't happening. Like, it wasn't even cool to admit that you played video games in certain circles, man.
Right. So, it wasn't.
Y'all got it good, man. It's a different We had to hide it, man. Like,
imagine back in the day, talking about, oh, you want to go hoop? No, I'm about to play this RPG. Like, they look at you like, hurt. Like, what?
Actually, there is I just remembered it. A little indie game that I played a long, long time ago, but I'm sure it's still up. It's called World of an Angry Boss, I believe.
World of an Angry Boss?
Yeah, something like that. What happens is, like, you're this little 8-bit thing, whether it be a wizard to, like, a warrior, and you go around, and you're just basically, it's like a boss battle simulator. You go around, and you're fighting different bosses. You try to level up as much as you can, but you die, because when you die, you just lose everything. Unless you have a chest, you're not getting anything back.
I got a quick question for you guys. Real quick one.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of boss battles, when you come across a boss and you spent your time trying to beat that boss and it doesn't happen, do you just keep continuing playing until you beat that boss, or do you get help from online?
No, actually, I turn around and I go do other stuff.
Me, I play as far as I can, and then I get help.
Because
I want to complete it.
I don't go online.
No.
Only time I go online, believe it or not, I go online to watch stuff that I know I'm not going to play. Because I still want to experience it a little bit, but I just don't.
Yeah.
What I do is, if I go to a boss and I can't beat him, I find a way to grind. Like, sometimes, because I know who I am, like, most times, I'm an oblivious gamer. So, I missed that. You remember the game 99 Nights? Did you ever play that game? It was on 360.
It was
like a big deal because you could put like 100 guys on the screen. It was like, I'm a big Dynasty Warriors guy, so you could put like so many guys on the screen, and like you just tearing through everybody, like these waves and waves of enemies. Well, what 999 says, I had no idea. Like, I literally went through the whole game, right? And I got to the final boss. I'm like, yo, I can't beat this dude. What is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Did you not know that? I thought that because I couldn't. You know, sometimes you get a weapon, but the way that it change, it doesn't change when they're holding it for real life.
Yeah.
Like, they get, like, the weapon looks great, mm-hmm. but when they're fighting with it, it looks like their regular weapon.
Yeah.
I thought it was something similar to that.
Okay.
So what happened was, I literally played the whole game of 99 Nights with level one everything.
Whoa.
I didn't know how to change it. I kid you not.
OG gamer.
So listen to it. But look, the crazy thing, I didn't mean to be an OG gamer though. Like, it was not intentional at all. I didn't know because I was new to 360. Like, yeah. I didn't have too many games.
Oh,
so I didn't press the back button, wow. which was the menu button, yeah. to equip everything. So I'm looking like, yo, I'm racking my brain. Like, why can't I beat this dude? Like, I know I'm good at this game. Like, so I got through the whole game with, like, the level one everything.
Oh,
and then
God.
Once I pressed the select button, I was like, oh, my God. Then I equipped everything and just, like, wasted them. Like,
wow.
I was like, yo, that's so crazy.
I would
man.
Love to do that one day. It's just like, but games aren't like that anymore, actually.
But you know what? They do that, though. They have different speed runs. And like, well, that's a whole
the
different
speed runs, segment. I can't mess with them.
I know we run out of time soon, but one game people should check out is Hand of Fate. That's one game that I'm
Hand of Fate?
Hand of Fate. I love that game.
Okay.
I'm addicted to that
that's
game.
That's new. I haven't even...
It's a card game, but it's also you know, a battle game too. So the cards are laid on a table.
Is it like Yu-Gi-Oh? Is it like Yu-Gi-Oh?
No, the cards lead you on a path, and like you get shields, you get weapons, and it's a chance of fate.
Okay.
And then you beat bosses and stuff like that. It's a cool game, and that's the game I'm trying to beat now. I'm at the end. It's hard.
Well, that's what's up. Okay.
Is it free?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Tired. Yep. People, I know how you feel.
No, man. Listen, I'm. We, none of us over here balling yet, so hopefully
not
one day.
Yet.
Not yet. Okay, well, cool. Well, thank you guys so much for joining the show today. The AGN checking in. This is podcast number 6. John, appreciate you. Jose, appreciate you. Thank you guys so much for watching. Like I said, keep your eyes peeled for what's going on. As soon as we find out what's going on with the space, hopefully we're on university. But if not, we'll continue the search. Thank you for checking in. We'll be back next week. Peace.